Now more than ever, it's vital to stay informed of important news, and you can do your part by joining us in our efforts. With a small monthly gift of only $5, you can be a part of sustaining our team who's reporting on relevant stories that make us think critically. Every single small donation will have an immediate impact to make a difference. Don't wait. Take action now. Tap more below to join others like you and be part of this urgent cause. Geraldo Rivera's had enough of the attacks on poor old Hunter Biden, and he demands more evidence be brought against him. If people can't provide it, then he demands they shut up. I'm Gary Franchi. Your freedom's at stake. Get the news that impacts America. Tap subscribe right now and help us to preserve it. Apparently, Geraldo Rivera is not convinced that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong and is demanding more evidence. Daily Wire reports that happened Tuesday, Geraldo Rivera voiced his frustration with Republicans who are investigating Joe Biden's embattled son Hunter and urged them to get over it. He tweeted his demand along with the assertion that in spite of near constant scrutiny, no one had managed to dig up anything more damaging to the president's son than a number of ill-advised selfies and some drug use. In the tweet, Geraldo states Hunter Biden's been investigated for almost 5 years. Aside from the fact that he's been a junkie dirtbag, nothing remotely criminal has been uncovered. Put up or shut up. Michael Caputo immediately shot back. Geraldo still doesn't get it. After 50 years in journalism, you have to assume he simply doesn't want to get it. Several outlets and social media platforms actively suppressed the New York Post bombshell report on Hunter Biden's now infamous laptop ahead of the 2020 presidential election. In their opinion, he hadn't really been investigated until after the election, when other media outlets slowly started to acknowledge that the laptop was real and did in fact belong to the younger Biden. Molly Hemingway, the Federalist editor-in-chief, did exactly what Rivera asked. She put up multiple crimes that may have occurred, and she may have given him more than he expected. Molly Hemingway tweeted back at Geraldo stating, "Setting aside the gun crimes, prostitution crimes, drug crimes, tax crimes, bribery receipts, foreign agent shenanigans, money laundering, pay for play, and kid glove treatment from the corrupt and politicized FBI and DOJ, this is a really astute observation." The acknowledgement that the government acted to cover up the Hunter laptop story was revealed by Mark Zuckerberg on the Joe Rogan Show. That statement kicked off a chain reaction of events that led up to the Twitter files. Watch.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has conceded his social media platform was wrong to censor reporting of Hunter Biden's laptop ahead of the 2020 election. The reports on Joe Biden's son highlighted concerns about his foreign business dealings, including how he allegedly leveraged his political access. In the final weeks of the 2020 presidential election campaign, those reports were completely censored by Twitter amid concerns from the FBI that the Hunter Biden emails were the result of Russian misinformation. But speaking to podcaster Joe Rogan, Mark Zuckerberg has now expressed regret that Facebook limited sharing of the story via its algorithm.
Is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump of that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. Fewer people saw it than would have otherwise. So it definitely...
By what percentage?
I don't know off the top of my head, but it's meaningful.
After the 2020 U.S. election, thousands of emails from Hunter Biden's laptop were confirmed as authentic. The president's son is currently the subject of a criminal tax investigation by the U.S. attorney in the Biden's home state of Delaware.
Earlier this week, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer announced a victory in the ongoing investigation. He said after 2 months of dragging their feet, the Treasury Department is finally providing us with access to the suspicious activity reports for the Biden family and their associates' business transactions. The Republican House majority hopes that suspicious activity reports, which financial institutions can use to flag possible criminal activity, will uncover any evidence that President Joe Biden might be involved in international influence peddling schemes. Comer went on to say that we're going to continue to use bank documents and suspicious activity reports to follow the money trail to determine the extent of the Biden family business schemes, if Joe Biden is compromised by these deals, and if there is a national security threat. Geraldo Rivera was clearly frustrated when he demanded that Republicans put up or shut up their investigation into Joe Biden's son, Hunter. His statement seemed to intimate that there was no real cover-up taking place, and that after they did all the digging they'd done, nothing incriminating had been found. Little did he know that shortly thereafter, a plethora of evidence would come out in support of the GOP's ongoing probe, with reports suggesting cover-ups at various levels of government, including the FBI and DOJ. Opposition to the investigation should have quieted down after such compelling evidence came to light, yet it didn't stop staunch supporters from continuing their claims that Biden had failed. It'll be interesting to see how this all pans out as more information is revealed in the ongoing GOP investigation into Hunter Biden. Let's continue the conversation in the comments below. For the Next News Network, I'm Gary Franchi. Thank you for watching that report. There's no stopping the MyPillow maven Mike Lindell, who will not be deterred by liberal lies. He's been at the forefront of the fight for truth for years while making sure that Americans remain comfortable while they sleep. The Next News Network is now partnering with him in order to provide you with the best sleep of your life. The patented interlocking fill part of MyPillow is designed to adapt to your individual sleeping position, regardless of whether you're lying on your back, your side, or your stomach. As a result, the innovative fill then holds its position all night, making it easier for you to fall asleep quicker and stay asleep longer. And imagine pairing that, like I did, with the Giza Dream Sheets and the mattress topper. Believe me, you'll be in heaven. Click on the More button below this video and visit sleepwithgary.com in order to learn more. If you use the promo code NNN today, you will be able to save up to 66% off, and you'll have a 10-year warranty included. It's sleepwithgary.com that you have been dreaming about. We'll see you at the next report. For the Next News Network, I'm Gary Franchi.
You possess the power to impact the global narrative. Please share this report. And to get more videos like this, become a Next News subscriber by clicking the link below. Thank you for watching the Next News Network.